The rest of the story. First time in the 16 years of this program that we have ever examined the problem of child abuse. But today we're going to witness that ugly phenomenon firsthand through the eyes of a six-year-old named Georgie. The great tragedy of this social disease is that its victims are so utterly defenseless. How it felt to one such defenseless boy is today's rest of the story. He really doesn't know his parents. Perhaps he never will. They're strangers that he lives with at 426 Camden Street. It's a small, dismal flat above a grimy saloon on the Baltimore waterfront. Daddy and Mama work in that saloon all of each day and most of each night. Georgie's daddy and Mama. Georgie is six. The neglected little boy spends a lot of time roaming the streets. Often he hears the question from strangers, "Don't you belong somewhere?" And the question makes him angry because the answer is no. The only familiar faces in Georgie's life are the brutish ones that he sees in Daddy's tavern. From the equally brutish owners of those faces, he, six-year-old Georgie, has already learned to chew tobacco, to drink whiskey, to swear, to steal money from the tavern cash drawer. If only Georgie could believe that the punishment he relentlessly receives is a result of his own misbehavior, yet obviously it is not. Daddy needs no disciplinary motive to take the little boy down to the cellar and lash his frail body with a horsewhip, or to return to their dingy little apartment in the early morning darkness and beat Georgie mercilessly with a billiard cue. It's almost as though Daddy enjoys beating the young son, for indeed not even the hysterical cries of Georgie's mother can dissuade him once he gets started. And for that matter, why does Mama protest at all? Because she often hurts Georgie too, strikes him hard in the head, abuses him otherwise. For Georgie, there is only one thing more real than the sociographic grime of the waterfront he calls home, and that's a private, terrifying world of recurring pain, of new bruises on top of old bruises, of scars that run the length and breadth of his body and spirit, scars that will never, ever, for as long as he lives, fade away. The era during which six-year-old Georgie suffered was less enlightened than our own regarding the widespread problem of child abuse. For that reason, it's even more remarkable, if only coincidental, that young Georgie's abusing parents actually did something right. When Georgie was seven, they placed him beyond their reach, a rather Spartan boarding school at that, but at least beyond the violent consummation of his parents' frustrations. Georgie left that industrial school for boys almost a decade later. By then, he was pretty much able to take care of himself. That's good. Had he remained in that flat on Camden Street, either of Georgie's parents might have killed him. It happens, perhaps, more than we know. And yet Georgie did get free of the horsewhips and the billiard cues, and who knows, maybe just in time. And if the spiritual wounds of that once battered boy never completely healed, if he never once in his life found anything good to say about his mother or his father, at least he discovered a constructive physical outlet for his own frustrations. You see, his name was George Herman Ruth. Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth. Now you know the rest of the story.